Expansion healing tool. Question and answering. Expand your access to the endless wisdom that can be available to you by simply spending your day seeking the answers to a few of your favorite questions. Ask anyone and everyone who you think may have answers to your questions. Become a full-time questioner. You'll be amazed at how many types of answers and information will be made available to you by even very enthusiastic answers. Alternatively, become a person who answers other people's questions. Offer your time and wisdom to anyone who may be interested in asking you questions in your area of expertise. You find that this dynamic will expand greatly, not only their wisdom, but also your own, because it will force you to think deeply and broadly in order to give them good answers. From being isolated ways of coping to being states of being 24/7, full-time consciousness. Cultivate a tool to the point where it becomes a mastery, an art form, a way of engaging the world. By the way, my constant use of the ing form, such as in this teaching, actually transforms a noun into a verb. It transforms a tool into a way of being. Therefore, rather than utilizing bitachon, trust in God, in coping with life's challenges, engage in bitachon 24/7. Rather than utilizing the concept of expansion to liberate you from feeling constricted, engage in expansioning 24/7. Expand your capacities in general in all aspects of the psyche. The number 96 represents the results of scientific research that state that we only use 4% of our intelligence and other psychic capacities, meaning we don't use the other 96%. 96ing is generally expanding the use of all of our psychic functions. When you walk down the street, notice what is above you and below you and behind you and in front of you. When you assess a situation or a person, take into account their past and future as well as their present. Close your eyes and just passively notice the incoming stimulus immediately noticeable, and then begin to notice another less noticeable sensation. Perhaps a far-off voice, perhaps a memory that floods your mind. When you attempt to remember something, for example, which healers, do you know, for example, Allow yourself to be a passive recipient of memories and notice how many other healers come to mind. Do the expansioning for all other aspects of life. Blending forms of expression. Expand the expressive powers of any form of creative expression by blending it with a totally different form of expression. For example, turn the art of drawing or painting into a dynamic form of entertainment. Sharing with a live audience the unfolding painting. Or blend a teaching with music and with meditation, MMM, or musical mystical meditation. Or blend a song with a dance, a standard form of blend. Or blend a teaching with improvisational acting. The sky's the limit. The sky is the limit of the various types of creative blends that you can come up with in order to enhance and expand creative expressional forms. Tapping unlimited lasting value. Expand the lasting value of whatever you're engaged in by digging deep into the spiritual and universal essence of the activity and applying that essence. For example, if you're a writer, develop a method of writing that people will never grow tired of, such as depicting stories about people that always leave you guessing. When you're engaged in doing a good deed or a mitzvah, have in mind that the impact of this mitzvah will last eternally, can have an impact, if it's done with enough intensity, on everyone in the generation, and everyone in other generations as well.